Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a big party show on Channel
941. The Omaha City Council has delayed the implementation of a new occupation tax. It was set for the downtown Capital District. So they voted this week. The move came after several council members didn't receive a proposed amendment to the ordinance. So they were like, you know, we're going to push off this vote. City officials say that the amendment makes it clear that the occupation tax would have a 20-year limit. Ooh. The council has postponed a vote until July 18th. So it would not likely take effect until August 2nd, but it's just meant for that one district.
Capital District. Area.
I thought that the old market, at least this was the final night, seemed quiet. The final night of the College World Series.
Now, oh, really?
I don't know if that's embellic of the whole.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, what they used to always say is the old market guys would say, College World Series scares away our regular crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. Because no one wants to go and deal with the waits for anything, you know.
And so then when you talk about this Capital District, I always wonder what Old Market, if they still are kind of like, hey.
I know. Worried about the loss of
M's Pub's coming back online.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a huge hit to Old Market and all the construction.
Anyway. Still people go down there.
So if we're going to Capital District it, like where they get the, they can walk around with a drink.
Yep.
And then they're talking about doing it at Exarban. It's like, they got to do it at. Remember, they used to talk about doing it in the old market.
Yeah,
they
old
should.
Market, they really should be doing it. I mean, it's a community inside itself.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like it's a natural fit because it's just like its own little hamlet in the city. You know, the cobblestone streets, it's just so quaint.
It's not, Molly, it's not a small town in the city.
No.
Because that's what we've spoken for.
No, yeah, it's a hamlet in the city. Not to be confused with Countryside Village, which is
which is a small town.
In the city.
In the city.
So this is a hamlet in the city.
How about a homely hamlet in the city? Now this is starting to sound like the homey inn, and now you're Shuttle Creek territory.
You can't do
right,
that.
And that's the creek. I don't know what you call that area.
M's Pub will be open by the end of August.
So excited. Bring on the lavash. The Omaha Police Department is seeking to fill its ranks with experienced officers. So the department, they're looking for certified officers to apply for lateral transfer police class. So lateral transfer officers, they'll complete a condensed academy curriculum field training before starting active duty. But they're looking for people. Applicants will be accepted through July 14th.
Sir, the adult individual... Sir, the adult male needs to be quiet.
Now, what is the lateral? What is this lateral?
So it's transfer. People that are already been certified as an officer, but they're looking to make a move maybe into the Omaha Police Department.
Oh, so you know? Could be
so if you're a cop elsewhere, or you're a cop in another department, it's a speedier move or something.
Exactly. So it would be like a look to, you know, like, all right, we're not getting full on, you're starting from the ground up, but maybe somebody who's someplace else looking to become one of Omaha's finest. Four Lincoln Correctional Center employees are recovering after being attacked by an inmate. Two staff members were escorting a prisoner Monday when the inmate grabbed one of the employees' pepper spray and used it. The inmate also sprayed two additional staff members who responded to the incident. One staff member suffered a broken leg while trying to subdue the inmate.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know.
Pepper spray action. Yikes.
U.S. is boosting security on international flights to this country. In a D.C. speech yesterday, the Homeland Security Secretary said that there will be enhanced screenings of carry-on electronic devices, baggage, and broader passenger vetting. They say terrorists view aviation as a, quote, crown jewel target, and that they're always looking for weak links in security channels. Back in March, the U.S. banned laptops and large electronic devices from nearly a dozen airports in Northern Africa and the Middle East.
All right.
And this is also coming on the day that President Trump's travel ban is scheduled to go into effect. Parts of it were given the green light to proceed while the Supreme Court waits on a decision. So they temporarily upheld parts of the ban. The ban blocks some people from six mostly Muslim countries and refugees from entering the country. However, foreigners with a bona fide relationship with someone here in the U.S. would be exempt. So with the start of the ban hours away, it'll be implemented. How it will be implemented will remain sort of a mystery. But the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department have said that they were waiting just to get clarification.
Now, Molly, how will this affect the actual banned foreigner? Will they have any trouble getting in and out of the country for playing such hits as Jukebox Hero and I Want to Know What Love Is?
I think I Want to Know What Love Is really going to be the compelling argument. I want to know what love is. It's like, well, you get on in here and you find out. Because we got a lot of good love in here in the United States. This was an interesting story that came out yesterday. Top advisor to Pope Francis is being charged with sexual assaults in Australia. It's the highest member of the Catholic Church to be implemented. It's a cardinal. George Cardinal Pell will be charged with what Australia police call multiple historic sexual assault offenses.
When did all this stuff go down? When did all this happen?
Between 1996 and 2001. That's when he was Archbishop of Melbourne. And now he's been promoted. I mean, he wears the red hat. He's a big old cardinal. He hangs out at the Vatican. He's like an advisor to Pope Francis. I think he's like one of his financial advisors.
And so he's gonna go to jail.
He could face serious jail time.
He's not just going to get a transfer where you just kind of move the pieces.
No.
He's not like he anymore. We moved him to Perth. People are like, we didn't ask you to move him.
We're actually looking for him.
How terrible is that? Jeez, moving him around.
Yeah.
So he's done, huh? Wow.
Well, I mean, no, he's not done. I mean, these are charges he's got to face, but nobody this high up in the church, and certainly somebody with close proximity to the Holy See has seen, you know, charges like this. He previously denied accusations of covering up abuse committed by priests while he was serving as Archbishop in Melbourne from 1996 to 2001. He currently serves as the Vatican's treasurer. I mean, he's not just like a cardinal.
He's the third ranking official in the Vatican.
Yeah, I mean, he's
responsible for the Holy See's finances.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just like some guy. Just some guy. It's pretty... It'll be interesting. Amazon's Day of Savings, a.k.a. Prime Day, gets off to an early start the evening of July 10th. If you haven't heard of Prime Day, it's Amazon's biggest sales event of the year. Over 100,000 items get discounted, but they're only available for Amazon Prime members.
They say it kicks butt and gets all these numbers, but we're all Amazon Prime members, and we're always unimpressed.
Yeah.
It's them rolling out their garbage.
Yeah, right. That's what it feels like.
It's like a garage sale for Amazon Prime.
It's like I already know what I want, so then that's why I use Amazon Prime.
Right, you've been tracking me since birth.
Exactly.
So you know my likes and dislikes. What do you think I'm going to be moved by trash liners? Deeply discounted?
It's not going to happen. Trash liners and back scratchers. Like, do you remember me searching for a back scratcher?
And yeah, there was that one time.
We got 18 boxes of them. Just take one.
There was that one time that you Googled back rashes, and I just thought maybe you needed to scratch an itch.
You still order a lot off of Prime these days? I just ordered something yesterday. I didn't do it as often, but it's good when it's there.
They're like quick hits. Yeah. So you can find everything on Amazon Prime. So when you need something, a lot of times, and even when you Google it, it pops up at Amazon.
You bet.
Search. So you just go, if you already have Prime, it's the one click button and boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, it's sort of a crime. I don't.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I've gone on and off, but I'm off right now. But I guess this year, Prime members, it's 30 hours starting at 8 o'clock on Monday, July 10th. 8 p.m. Monday, July 10th, and then it'll go through the day.
Considering if you're Prime and it's free shipping and you can get stuff that shows up like 2 days later, sometimes it feels like a day later. I've always had really good experience. I just last week for the first time ever had them miss something. They sent me an empty box.
Oh, get out of here.
I got a box of air from Amazon.
Oh my God. How much did that cost you?
You could have probably sold that online. It's free.
No, they just messed the screwed up. Did you order a box of air? I mean, how much is fresh air?
I mean, you can order the smallest item and a box still shows up at your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With something the size of a quarter in it. They had forgot to pack
the item. Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
So it was an empty box.
Empty box.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Well, today also is a milestone. It marks the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. It's hard to believe, but it's only been 10 years that our little pocket devices have been tagging along with us. Sales were sluggish for the first iPhone back in 2007. Last year, Apple made over $24 billion from the iPhone and its mobile apps. Investors are now looking forward to the iPhone 8, which is expected this fall. But yes, 10 years
The iPhone sort of pushed the standard of the smartphone.
It did.
It wasn't really the invention of the smartphone, really, but it was...
Who came first?
The iPhone. I believe it was the iPhone.
I mean...
But then I don't know. I had a flip phone. Yeah,
but the smartphone, but I wouldn't consider a flip phone a smartphone.
No,
like, was the iPhone the first smartphone? I mean, we all had like cell phones existed, but was that the
some of them could watch video? But I guess the iPhone is a computer.
Yes,
you know, it's basically now a mini iPad. So yeah, maybe it is technically the first smartphone.
Smartphone, yeah.
I mean, it was running against that. What does Peter have? The
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, yeah.
And that was sort of like the business standard for people. It's like, well, why would anybody else need something like that in their pocket unless you were a business person? It's like, well, cat videos aren't going to watch themselves on the internet, okay? So the show hole has been filled. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
That is pretty impressive. 10 years.
10 years ago. Wow.
If it was a child, if we were celebrating our 10-year-old child, we would feel like that child is a 25-year-old.
Yeah. Feel like, wow, this 10-year-old has really paid itself off.
All right, 620. Here's the numbers in. We'll take your calls, of course. You want to jump in, this how you do it. You call us, 402-938-9400. Also, there's Twitter and email, bigpartyshow@channel941.com.
Big Party Show. Streaming now.
I get it on my phone.
I listen on my tablet.
I listen online
all the time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
I smell like a dirty sock today, so if it smells bad, I don't quite know what's going on. I feel like I threw my shirt somewhere where there were dirty socks.
Low laundry day or something? I mean, are you at the end of the laundry rotation?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I grabbed this shirt. I apparently was sitting on a pair of maybe dirty socks at one given time. Sometimes I take my shirts and I will lay them on the back of the couch for, you know, a couple days or whatever until I get it up to where it needs to go.
You're pre-staging?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
which is interesting because you don't normally stink.
I know.
You have either a non-smell or a nice smell.
It's driving me crazy. The smell of dirty socks is just, that's one of my worst smells.
So your feet stink. Your feet are able to produce stink.
Yeah, my feet produce stink if my shoes are bad. That's what's strange. The worst part, I think, you're right, Jeff. All my stink, if I have it, it comes from the feet.
It sounds very wise and Confucius.
Ooh.
My feet stink if my shoes are bad. Says man spraying yards.
He's so zen.
Well, my flip-flops, those are probably the worst.
So you didn't discover that your shirt stinks until you got to work?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here and the fumes are just rising up and just going into the nose. And I just like...
That's the worst feeling.
I'm going crazy.
When you can smell yourself and then there's been, you know, that moment where you step out of the house, you're halfway someplace, you're in the car and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't put on deodorant. Oh, the smell is going to be, and you are just like, well, no, but I'm just saying, like, I've had that moment where, like, everybody, it's a human thing.
I mean, you have that
moment where you're heading somewhere and then you think, like, do I stop at a Walgreens and pick up? I mean, I don't know what I smell like without deodorant because I never give myself the chance to not be wearing deodorant. So it's like, it's more just the scary feeling of like, do I stink? Am I going to find out the hard way at this major, you know, event that I stink? Because it's usually when I have to put on fancy clothes because you got to wait to the end to put on deodorant.
Yeah.
Because if you're wearing fancy clothes, you don't want to get deodorant on while you're putting them on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if most people would even know unless you're sharing a cab or you're next to them on the train.
Right. Yeah.
Because we're all covered by our own scents and colognes and
Yeah.
We've got,
I mean,
so
we don't live in a third
going.
World country where it's pretty common that like no one is wearing deodorant.
Yeah. I remember when I lived, I mean, Germany's not a third world, but I remember getting on buses. Buses full of people in the summer and just, there's just had this scent.
Europe is, just has that smell sour it. Smell.
Yeah, like, everywhere.
It's that ripe,
but you know what?
Sort of ripeness.
It's a ripeness, but I asked, I had some German friends, you know, and I asked about it one given time. I don't know what I, how I asked it, but it was.
You
a,
said, Goethe,
why do you guys stink?
Why do you stink so bad? Well, they didn't wear, they don't, it was cultural thing that they didn't, supposedly didn't wear deodorant.
No, he told me it was the soap. He said their soap, their popular soap that they use or whatever is, it's not like ours, I guess. I mean,
European,
but maybe he might have been lying, so I don't know.
European soap smells good.
Well, theirs didn't, so.
Oh, God, I just remember it always smelling like so sweet.
Yeah, I just thought they didn't wear deodorant. I thought that was
That's what I thought, too, you know, because, I mean, this is the home of the hairy armpit.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're not shaving your armpits, it's hard to put on, like, a stick deodorant and sprays, not really. A lot of times, that's why they invented, like, perfume.
Yeah, that's why I mean, wear it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's really hard to get that close shave everywhere. I find that my back hair gets really matty in the summertime, so I have to be particularly careful with the eau de cologne. Thanks a lot, party. Mark it. It was 6:35. You couldn't even wait till we breached the 7 o'clock hour to run me down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not running you down. Oh.
Oh! Why?
Yeah, well, anyway, if it becomes an issue in the room, you know it's me.
I don't smell any shirt
okay.
over there.
Good. That's good. Because it's giving me that self-conscious feeling like Molly was saying. But you're right.
I
mean, you know, so. Anyway, all right, we got to hit some celebrity news. What do you got there?
John Mayer responding to Katy Perry's Best Lover ranking and Adele sharing a note about never touring again.
They're so funny.
Love you guys.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Yes, John Mayer has done an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. He's out actually touring with the Grateful Dead. It's called Dead and Company, and he took a chance to respond to his ex-girlfriend Katy Perry recently ranking him as her best lover ahead of Orlando Bloom and Diplo. John Mayer, when asked if he wanted to comment, he said, "I don't have a cool enough thought for you. I pay very little for the price of fame. Now I get to play music that moves me the most.
He's
I'm
like,
the
currently
time of my life.
Trying to steal the Grateful Dead fans."
Right.
Seems like a weird fit.
He says he's loving it. So he's quit drinking and now he's on to marijuana. Apparently, he said that drinking's a racket. He's like, you know, I just never really felt like, he's like, I never had an issue with it. But, you know, it's like you start off with two and three and then four. He's like, the nice thing about pot is like once you're like secure with yourself, you don't mind the mind expansion that comes with smoking marijuana.
How old is John Mayer?
39.
We're not saying what he's saying isn't legit, but he sounds like a 22-year-old.
Yes. He still does. Yeah, he does these interviews and you're like, you don't sound like you've evolved much from the last time. But, you know, what's interesting
how did he get lined up though with the Grateful Dead?
They asked him.
Dude, he's a great blues guitarist.
Yeah.
You know, he's always doing that stuff. So then he gets tied in with everyone, it seems like. So it's like he's giving up singing, but playing the guitar.
And it's crazy because this interview with Rolling Stone, he's like, okay, you know, I've got 6 hours of playing ahead of me because he was going to be doing the Dead and Company lineup. And then he was jumping on stage. He does these club acts with Dave Chappelle.
He does?
And he does this deal where I guess he's like, I'll play a surprise midnight club gig with Dave Chappelle. It's one of several pop-up shows that they've been doing. He's like, I'm sort of an acoustic DJ. Chappelle will be just like, hey, John, hit me with this or that. And I'm pretty good at coming up with any song if I've heard it a couple times.
It goes back to the Chappelle show days. So I've seen, one of his Netflix John Mayer specials, when he was in Ohio, Chappelle came out on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So they're buddies, apparently, which I feel like gives Mayer street cred. Like, that's the thing. I always think that Mayer is just this vapid. I don't know. His interviews, he doesn't interview well, or I don't know. He just doesn't overshare.
Yeah, he just doesn't do many. When he does them, he does overshare.
But then he's got like these really cool friends. We were like, well, he can't be as D-baggy as he seems in these interviews because he runs with a really cool crowd.
And plus, all we ever hear about him anyway is the bad things from his ex-girlfriends, like Aniston and all those guys.
No, yeah, they all say that he's awesome. I mean, nobody's ever, that's the thing, these ladies never slam him. He was the number one lover for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
But don't you remember he did that interview? Oh my God, I was dying. I forgot about this. He did that interview where he called Jessica Simpson sexual napalm.
Right.
I forgot that they dated, and like it was like this crazy, they were like, I don't know, Cats in Heat or something.
The lead singer of the Black Crowes, Chris Robinson, was just on Howard Stern, and he's like, says he thinks it's a clown show that John Mayer is out with the Grateful Dead. Said, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
He just did an interview. So the Grateful Dead has turned into this giant nipple that everybody sucks off of to get money. I'm not a big John Mayer fan. Jerry Garcia is a hero of mine. Everything that Jerry ever talked about and stood for, John Mayer is the antithesis.
Well,
he knows all the licks. There's nothing unusual about his playing. Jerry was one of the most unique musicians in the world. Jerry never played anyone else's licks. And now here's John Mayer playing everyone else's licks.
Wow, he doesn't like him very much, does he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Grateful Dead should have asked him to come play with him.
Maybe they didn't, and that's why he's hurt. Scorned! Scorned! Adele may not be touring ever again.
Haven't we heard this before?
Well, she'd made mention of it. Apparently, she gets real anxious. Like, she's not... I mean, we all see her as this unbelievably confident... I mean, she has a beautiful voice, and she always comes off as unbelievably confident on stage, but I think she's got a lot of anxiety about it. Just really good at playing through it. So she shared a handwritten note on Instagram yesterday where Adele wrote that she may never tour again after her final concerts at Wembley Stadium this week. She said, touring is a peculiar thing. It doesn't suit me particularly well. I'm a real homebody and I get so much joy in the small things. Plus, I'm dramatic and have a terrible history of touring. So she went on to explain that the only reason she toured in support of that album 25 was to hopefully have an impact on fans the way that some of my favorite artists have had on me live. So she was like basically, you know, doing it for the fans, but it's not something she likes to do.
Okay.
She ain't done. No.
I hope not. I didn't get a chance to see her this last time around, and everybody says that it's just unbelievable. But she thanks everyone for coming out and for all the love and kindness. And so, but I don't know. I mean, it's going to maybe take a lot of persuading to get her to go back out on tour. Somebody who's always out on tour, Nickelback. But if you ask one of the singers, Slipknot, what they think about them, it's a lot of tearing down musicians within musicians lately. Slipknot's vocalist, this Corey Taylor, said this week that Nickelback's vocalist, their lead singer, Chad Kroeger, is as fake as KFC chicken. He said, Chad Kroeger
is what... they're to rock and roll what KFC is to chicken. Fried chicken.
Yeah. Which seems like a compliment to me.
He's like, I'll still eat it, but I'm not going to feel good about it.
He's saying that that KFC would be the fast food version
of chicken,
of the staple that is fried chicken. We all love fried chicken.
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying. Nickelback is like a fast food rock.
Why?
He's like, I'll eat it, but I'm not proud about it. Like, you know, we all eat KFC, but you always feel a little guilty after.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
so I don't think it's that much of a slam, but people are like, ooh.
What's up with the chicken?
So Corey Taylor and Slipknot, you remember those are the Des Moines guys?
Yeah.
The Des Moines.
Yeah. They do something with pop or something.
They wear the masks and scream.
Yeah, it's weird. I just don't understand why everybody always piles on Nickelback.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Somebody must like them. They sell out shows and everybody buys all their albums. So they must seem
like nice guys.
Yeah.
I don't know them.
It's just odd.
I don't get it, but yeah, they're used to it, I'm sure. I never understand it.
I'm just saying all these people who, you know, demure, like, oh no, Nico. It's like, well, somebody, one of us is buying those albums because they're selling.
Then you got that.
That I really can't listen to.
Is that old? Is that
Remember their masks smell like your shirt?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
No, that was the deal. One of the guys...
like a dirty sock. Yeah.
Oh, worse than that. They like purposely never cleaned any of their gear. I mean, that was part of their allure, their costumes. Those guys really did stink.
Yeah. God, I believe it.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.